100 albums. One, Vic Vaughn. It's Vic's Picks on the Nick DiGilio Show.
I love that song, Band on the Run.
Has he listened to that one yet?
It's not in the top 100. People don't like Wings. People don't like Wings. It's ridiculous. I love Wings. I love them. And they get a bad rap.
My parents love Wings.
Well, that's because they're good. You know why? Because they're good. And I prefer Paul McCartney solo over John Lennon. There, I said it.
My mom, too, I think one day she goes, because Paul McCartney came up, and she's like, he was more popular than the other guy, wasn't he? I was like, yeah, Mom, he was. Paul McCartney was, yeah.
All right. Well, Vic Vaughn has been educating himself musically, so he's been listening to every single album on the top 100 best albums list from Rolling Stone. Let's get to it, Vic. Where are we at?
We're at number 7, yes. Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones. Yes. This is their 10th studio album, right? Released in the UK. It's a double album, 18 songs, a little over an hour long, recorded from 69 to 1972. Now, I was listening to a Jim DeRogatis podcast to kind of as part of my research for this album. Longtime Chicago reporter DeRogatis, he did an episode on this album, and I learned about Brian Jones. I'd never heard of Brian Jones before, so I'm glad I listened to that podcast because I knew about Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, but learning that Brian Jones was the founder. But I think it's important to mention because he died, I guess, right before they did this album. So, So I thought that was notable. But anyway, listening to this album was a lot of fun because, as you know, I'm becoming a big Rolling Stones fan through this little journey that I've started taking.
And,
So, you know, they were at the height of their songwriting, their great songwriting, I guess, when this came out, from what I've read. And they started recording. They went into the recording studio, several studios. One, I like to mention the studios, one being Olympic Studios in London, but also Star Groves, which was Mick Jagger's country estate outside Greater London in Hampshire County. Then also at a villa that Keith Richards rented called Nelcote. I'm probably butchering that. But it's in the south of France,
and that's where they shot the documentary. I can't say the title of the movie.
Okay,
here.
Yep.
I can't say the title, but it's a documentary about the making of Exile. It's great.
Awesome.
It's
okay.
Great. Yeah,
that's on my homework list. Yeah. They also did some overdubbing and mixing at Sunset Studios in Los Angeles, a famous studio. Also, wanted to mention, I found out while reading up on this that. This is interesting. The Swiss filmmaker and photographer who did the album work for Exile on Main Street just passed away over the weekend.
Oh, is that right?
A couple days ago, Robert Frank. He was 94.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, it popped up on Google when I was researching this. So, but Exile on Main Street, widely considered a masterpiece of rock and roll. But let's start it with the lead-off track because you cannot skip it. I love this song, but we'll skip to the bridge because it's not all appropriate for on-air.
Right,
but, but the bridge is important in its own right because it's a notable departure from the rest of the song. It happens like right around 2 minutes, 12 seconds or so, and gets a little almost psychedelic. But Tom? Yeah, Rats Rocks Off.
Yeah,
released as a single in Japan, and that might be pretty high up there for me as in the conversation as being among the best opening songs for an album. Yeah, I know you talk about that. That's a segment
you do.
I would throw that one out there from what I've listened to over the last 6 months. I love that one. But this next one's about relationships and love and craps, dice, gambling. It's got some blues roots. Mick Jagger wrote it. And it's called Tumbling Dice.
Yeah.
peaked at number 7 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart, number 5 in the U.K. singles charts. I know we got to move quickly through these. So the next one is awesome. I love it. It's called Shine a Light. Gave its name to a 2008 Martin Scorsese film.
Yep.
About the Stones as well. Is that the one you were talking about earlier?
No.
No, different one. Okay.
No.
But sounds a little bit like church music in the beginning with the organ that they used. It's soft. It's really nice. And then it picks up right about here where Tom's going to play a cup for you. That's my favorite song on this album. You guys have one?
That's it. Tumble and Dice is my favorite on the album.
Oh, yeah. It's a great one. Yeah. That's a great one. I like the harp a lot, so I picked this last cut because Mick Jagger shows off his skills on the harp, which, from what I've read, he was very good at it. So, but he plays a little harp in this one. Let's wrap it up with Turd on the Run.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, this is widely considered to be the Rolling Stones' best album. If you were to ask, you know, most people, they would, and critics and musicians and stuff, they would pick Exile. And it's a great album. It's not my favorite. My favorite album is Sticky Fingers.
That's my favorite, too. Yeah. But I get, like you, I get what they're saying, though. I mean, this one, it's 18 songs. It's a double album. And you know, when you read about everything that went into the... you know, making of this album. I can see why it's considered that, but I also like Sticky Fingers.
And Let It Bleed is way up there,
too. Oh, yeah, so, definitely.
So, all right, well, there you go. Exile, yeah. Which is, you know, a strange record, too, because it's kind of all over the place. And it reflects, you know, what it was like, how long it took them to record it, mm-hmm. and the different kind of stuff that they were going through at the time.
That's a good point.
But Exile on Main Street, considered one of the greatest albums ever. So, all right, cool. All right, Vic. Hang out for a minute. When we come back, we'll go to the next album on the Top 100. Don't move your head. Don't move your head. Don't move your lips. Just shake your head. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the WGN Skyline Studio, 18 floors above beautiful downtown Chicago. The Friday features have begun, and we're going to bust into You Big Dummy coming up. We've got Straight Out of Context, no Nick D Show Spies this week, and then Fly Jams Friday. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And speaking of Vic Vaughn, we are in the middle of Vic's picks. We talked about the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street. What's next, Vic?
Number 6, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, the Prince of Motown, Prince of Soul. It's considered a groundbreaking Motown album by one of the greatest singers, one of the greatest artists of all time. From what I've read, that's no stretch to say about Marvin Gaye. For the most part, he wrote and arranged all these songs as well. We can go more into the man if we have time, the artist, but... let's focus on the album for now, the studio work. It's Marvin Gaye's 11th studio album. Took about 7 months in the studio, spread out over 1970 and 71 at 3 studios in Detroit, Hitsville, USA, nicknamed for Motown's famous studio on Grand Boulevard. I had to read about all that. I didn't know any of that. But also at Golden World Records and United Sound Studios in Detroit, as well as the Sound Factory in Los Angeles, another very popular studio. Ton of great artists. I looked into that studio, recorded at the Sound Factory. But we have to start with the album's title track, regarded as being among the all-time great protest songs. What's Going On? Mother, mother, there's too many of you cry. Brother, brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this whole album really just... I'd never listened to this album, although I knew a couple of them. That was one of them that I was familiar with. But... It's beautiful, beautiful music, and very, you know, I mean, we could talk for a long time on the origins of that, just that one song, but I know we only have a couple minutes here, so, but just quickly, it was at least in part from the mind of Obie Benson. We should mention that, of the Four Tops. Long story there, but the roots of this song go back, obviously, to the Vietnam War, young men being sent off to die overseas. It was also aimed at shedding light on police brutality at the time. You know, a lot of different conditions. This album is about a lot of the conditions that they were, you know, of the time, of the 70s there, or early 70s.
Yeah.
But yeah, the next song that I wanted to play was right after that, the next track, What's Happening, Brother, kind of picks up where that title track left off. So it's about a man coming back from Vietnam, about that transition from a war zone to civilian life again. Tom's got some of it.
Can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh, what's happening, brother? Yeah, what's happening? What's happening, my man?
Yeah, and Mercy, Mercy Me is a lovely song from this album, one of the ones I was familiar with.
This is my favorite song.
Yeah, mine too. It's beautiful. Tom?
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be.
Yeah, I couldn't help but get a little sad when I was listening to this album about the way he ended up dying, the way he was killed. I mean, it's because he's so talented. And I also learned that he started as a studio session, like a session player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's you're talking top echelon musicians that are in this, that are session players. So I mean, the talent that this guy, and then also just reading about, just listening to him sing these songs, you can tell what a beautiful voice he had. And so I started digging into more about, you know, just the claim that he's one of the greatest singers on the planet. And so I came across this link where they isolated his vocals when he's singing that song with what's the one about the mountain? He's with Tammy Terrell.
Ain't no mountain
high
enough.
Yeah, ain't no mountain high enough. They isolate his vocals. It's ridiculously amazing how good that guy was. But, you know, we can wrap it up here with the album's closing track, Inner City Blues, because it kind of wraps up the album nicely, ties back into the theme of the first song. What's going on, and even what's the second one, What's Happening, Brother. Great track from a great album, but we can listen to Inner City Blues.
Bills pile up, sky high, send that boy off to die. Oh, maybe one harder way to do my life. Yeah, maybe one harder way to do my life.
Yeah, it's great loss, man, to lose Marvin Gaye. You know, he was, I learned, posthumously inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say one other thing. Motown is releasing a reissue of this album as a standalone of Marvin Gaye's only live performance of it. Apparently a legendary concert from May of 1972 in Washington, D.C. So for the first time ever, that live concert comes to vinyl. So I'm kind of excited about that. The album's called What's Going On Live, and it's due out next month, October 18th.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye was a special, special artist, and tragic the way it ended.
Yeah.
And just unbelievable.
It is. I've read about it. And,
He had a big comeback hit right before he passed away, or right before he was killed. He had a big comeback hit called, 1983? Why am I thinking of it?
I can't help you.
It's the, it was, it's, Oh, man. It's a song about sex.
Well, maybe it'll jog your memory
Let's get it on.
No. Oh. No. It was 1983.
That's about sex, Tom? No.
Sexual healing?
Sexual healing.
Oh, yeah. So that came
Sexual Healing was like a big comeback record. It sold millions of copies.
Man.
And then I think he was killed just like months after that song.
I have to go back and listen to a lot of his stuff because I also read that this album was his first departure from the kind of music that he was doing. Is that right?
Yeah. He got very political.
Into protest music. Right. Yeah. His manager said, why do you want to end your career?
Yeah. Okay. we got to hit the news here. So we'll get another round of Vic's picks next week, but let's go to the news after this.